A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
What are we talking about today?
I figured you were going to catch up on those episodes.
I did. I caught up on those episodes. And then the next episode and a half, I think, of UK. The UK that came out today. We're recording this on Sunday, right? There's one that came out today. I'm like halfway through that episode, but I caught up as of last night, Saturday night. Yeah. So let's talk Caribbean.
There you go. Like, tell me what you know.
Okay. Well, I watched all. I didn't quite get the last like 10 minutes. I missed the conversation between when Frankie called Gabby and Abby. Like, he was about to call them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to fill me in on what happened there. So we have with Frank, with that whole thing, right? So Gabby and Abby forgave each other and everything was fine. They decided to have a ceremony, and not like a wedding, but like a commitment ceremony, I guess, not a legal wedding. And then, and I guess the friend was there. And then the friend was back in wherever Frankie's from, talking to Frankie, and told Frankie that he told everything, right? That Frankie didn't want to come out because of this and that. And Frankie has the nerve to get mad at this dude. So I have an issue with this. Frankie's all mad at him. He's mad at the girls because how dare they, you know, have a ceremony.
Right.
Like, he was all like butthurt about it, like a typical like male. I'm sorry. Like, his poor fragile ego was they chose each other over him or whatever. And then he gets mad at his friend for having said anything. It wasn't your place to do that, man. And he's like, fuck you.
Well, he's just kind of like, what were you going to tell them? What were we going to tell them? Because I think he was just going to let it be silent.
And not tell the girls why he didn't come out and just let them be mad.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that this commitment ceremony is like TLC fuckery?
I do. I think the whole thing is TLC fuckery. And there's a number of reasons I think that. One, like the timeline of how things happened with the girls having this commitment ceremony, like, I mean, theoretically, you could pull that commitment ceremony together. Like, you could pull any commitment ceremony together in, you know, 10 minutes if you wanted, depending on what you have there. But the way that that ceremony looked, like, they didn't pull that together in a day, right? Like, right. That had been planned. And so if it had been planned, how come we didn't hear anything about it? Why was it planned? What was going on, you know, with all of that? And then Frankie, we've never seen him actually in Mexico, right? Have we seen pictures? Like, I'm wondering. So he never, like, the friend flew there, but the storyline was Frankie, but we never saw Frankie there. So does he have something wrong with his passport? Like, why couldn't he fly there? Why did the storyline have to be like this, where the friends went and they filmed it? Like, what was TLC's impetus in this? Was it the relationship between the girls, but in order to fit into the 90 Day Fiance story box that they have to like do, they feel like they have to do? Did they throw in the Frankie angle to make it that way, but the storyline is really about the relationship between the two girls? Because let's face it, it really was, right? It was them dealing with their, you know, betrayal, not betrayal, and which I still think is all bullshit. It's probably just a way to tie it back to the United States,
right?
Yeah, I think it's all made up, or something happened within the storyline, like that they were like actually filming, that made it not be able to do what they wanted to do. So they had to like find a way to make it work. And they kind of just didn't care because it's TLC and some of their stuff is really, really low effort.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. I just feel. Yeah, I feel like something. I mean, it would be weird. It's like the friends going out there. No, I don't know. That would be too weird to for them to come up with. I'm like, what is the friends going out there to actually go to this ceremony? Cause they're friends with both the girls and
right.
They're going to make this. I thought he, yeah, I don't know.
Like it's the whole thing. It's just bizarre. Like they, like it's all these weird parts that they like tried to make fit this box of 90 Day Fiance, the Caribbean, you know, because both these girls are, but they're in Mexico, right? So it's not really the Caribbean, right? Or is that
right?
I mean, so, you know, I mean, TLC, some of the stuff that they do. I like some of these storylines. I like some of the people on this. They were much more compelling than, like, say, the current season. But some of the storylines were like, just okay, come on, TLC. Although I admit the storyline about the two guys in their search for, you know, a compromise, but with them both being tops, I found that an amusing storyline because I feel like that's a real life issue.
I'm pretty sure that would,
you know,
happen.
And that's like seeing how they're going to navigate it and how that plays out, you know, that was kind of fascinating for me. I do think the whole that slash polyamory storyline carried on far too long of their storyline because I feel like there were other aspects of their relationship I would have liked to have seen more of. We're talking about Carlos and Valentine now, right?
Oh yeah, we're
sorry, my brain switched. I would have liked to have seen more with the sister, unless that was all bullshit too, because like it was all perfect and cleaned up within a dinner, you know, which we know family issues. Because family issues are so neat and clean and easy to handle in a 40-minute dinner conversation, right?
Yeah.
If there were genuine issues there, I would have liked to have seen that actually more. You know, I don't need to hear as much about being verse and tops and bottoms and all that. As fascinating as all of that is, I would have liked to have seen other aspects of their relationship. Because I do feel there were some, like when they stopped making it being about those issues and just had them connecting as normal people in a relationship who somehow, you know, who had fallen in love, like letting us see them actually being in love was nice. You know, when he did the birthday thing and all of this, like it was nice for that to see them just being each other and seeing why they love each other. Like so many of these couples you get, like they don't seem like they... The manufactured conflict makes it seem like they have no chemistry. That what made these two people fall in love to begin with? We don't often get to see that a lot. And with Carlos and Valentine, I feel like we finally got to see some of that after they made their deal about we'll revisit polyamory in a couple of years.
Yeah, or they've been together for a while already. And I don't know.
They're finally just comfortable with each other?
I mean, I don't know. And now I'm thinking, I'm like, now I'm thrown off. No, I'm just like, hey, wait a minute. What's the spin here? Because
right. What's the spin? You know, but you do like with that couple specifically, just because it's, you know, fresh on my mind and it is definitely others. But with that one right now, like from the minute he landed, they were like, at each other's throats and you didn't see anything of like, what is it that attracted these two people together to begin with? You know,
right.
You don't see any of that relationship because of this manufactured fighting all the time, all this conflict. And then when they decide to let that storyline go and go, okay, everything's fine. We're going to agree to, you know, revisit this in a couple of years. Suddenly they're relaxed. Everything's fine. Everything's happy. And you get to see them really interact with each other. And I find that refreshing sometimes. I like the genuine stories, you know that. That's why I like UK.
The genuine stories are nice, but they're usually boring, right? So like the whole story of them both being tops, it's like, okay, there's a lot of relationships that end up like that, mm-hmm. where you get two bottoms. But I've never seen like that be like, the focus of the tension,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right.
A lot of my friends who have ended up in that situation, like, just, you know, the personality, that's just what it is, you know,
you
like
deal with it, like
you find ways satisfy thy appetite and you go on with life It doesn't end up being this like gigantic.
It's like any
point.
any other sex trick, right?
It's like if you're hetero,
sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't, you know?
Right.
Some people are better at certain things than other people. And you know, if they're, you know, you figure it out.
I know straight couples that have issues because they're both tops.
Exactly. Right. I mean,
it's a mindset too.
It really is.
So funny.
I mean, you're not going to get too like submissives together in a relationship, right?
Oh, you're always gonna have you can.
Really? I mean, it's not the dominant and the submissive.
Well, it's not. I mean, they're not BDSM, I don't think, but like.
Well, no. But I'm saying in that context, like.
Always get a more dominant personality. Right. Even if you have two submissives, they're not at the same level. There's always going to be a more dominant submissive.
Right.
So but you will get those two passive people, you know, like the people that don't know where they want to eat for dinner. And it becomes a 2-hour ordeal because they both want the other person to decide. Just saying, like,
yeah, I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want?
I'm like, you guys need to, like,
somebody make a goddamn decision. It's fine. It's not the end of the world if you pick the wrong dinner place. You know?
Seriously, I was debating on making a spin the wheel that has
about restaurants,
all the different categories. So, restaurants, eat at home, do this, do that. And I'm like, spin it.
Spin it.
We'll spin it and be like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Well, then decide. What do you want?
It's like The Notebook. I don't know.
Oh, God, The Notebook.
What about, I need to make post-it notes with these people's faces on them. Because I'm just going to say the scenario.
Okay.
Lady who married,
Johan and Natalie.
Yes. You know who I'm trying to get at.
She's from New York. Two. He's from the Dominican.
Yes. And the 1-minute conversation that changed her mind about.
Right. Even though the couple's counseling and her best friend guidance and all that stuff, everything was saying, no, don't do this. She said, oh, okay.
She's like, but he smiled. I think I'm going to give it a try.
Because penises were really, really big and pretty and soft. So I'm going to say, okay.
Well,
I feel like that's it. I feel like she's dickmatized with this guy. Right? Like,
what?
Oh, I feel like Ariana was like that with Sherlon too.
Oh my God.
But then she got pregnant and had the baby, and now it's, you know, that changes things. So there's a different level happening there too.
Well, because but I feel like it's all about that. You know?
I feel like there's a large level of being dickmatized. Oh, you know, God. And I think what's her name just wants to marry. God, I can't say it. I had a left mate would make me edit it out if I said it. She just wants to marry the BBC and live in the islands. That's it.
Oh, that's so bad. He's going to make you edit that out.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Why did you say that? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Don't you know what that means? No.
If only our listeners could hear some of the other outtakes that he's added to edit out. But I feel like that's what she wants, right? Like, that's the impression I get with her. And he is young and wants to move to the United States. And she's like, oh, no. I just want to live a carefree spiritual life on the islands.
I feel like it's such a repeat of... whatchamacallit, Stephanie and
Ryan.
My
25-year-old boyfriend from Belize.
If she actually did get married to him, I just feel this like same dynamic of he's too young and not really.
He just wanted to move to the United States.
Yeah. And she wants, you know.
She, I believe, has convinced herself that this is true love And if the storyline about, oh, I've always wanted, we always talked about me moving to the Dominican instead of him moving to the United States, which I don't buy that, but say for, you know, argument's sake that that is true. And that's what she does really want. I feel like she's just, you know, as spiritual and carefree as she is in that regard, I feel like her wanting to be, you know, move out of New York and move to an island and just be spiritual and free and wild and sort of like run around nude on the beach and all of that. Like, I feel like that's her, like that's what she wants. And so she's fantasized this relationship with Johan to be that and make it like it's real love when he is just seeing the green card.
Or a change of pace too. Cause I mean, a lot of times, I know we say green card is a goal, but I think sometimes they just want to get the fuck out of where they are. You know, and you see it as an opportunity to just not, I mean, if someone was going to whisk me away to Iceland and give me like an ice card, I'd be like, let's go.
An ice card?
Yeah.
What's that?
Because it wouldn't be Greenland. So I wouldn't get a green card.
Oh my God.
I haven't had coffee today. Okay.
Shut up. Oh my God. You did not.
But I don't know, like I would totally be like, yeah, I'll play the game. You're gonna take me to Tokyo. Fuck, let's go. I don't know. We can only dissect so much with these couples, but I feel like for the first time, can't really identify where TLC is fucking with us, which is fine. I like the not sure, but going back to whole the Mexico situation, I feel like this whole ceremony thing was TLC.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, why the fuck are they having a light wedding when they both thought that they were going to be with this guy and one thought that she was going to? What the fuck? Why would you have a ceremony?
Yeah.
It wasn't to spite him, because you got to plan for that shit. Mm-hmm. You don't just wake up one day and say, hey, you want to like fuck with so-and-so and just pretend like we're getting married while his friends are here. Oh my God. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but no, I think you're right. I think absolutely TLC set all that up. TLC just loves a big ending, right? It's got to be a proposal with a promise ring or an appreciation ring. I'm sorry, Jesse, and his appreciation ring. Yes,
appreciation ring.
Right, dude. Like, or an actual wedding, or, you know, it's Tim giving Jennifer the ring.
Do you think that Jesse is just reusing the ring that Tim got Jennifer because it's appreciation? He's getting
the ring that Tim gave Jennifer that Tim had already given to Veronica.
He didn't give it to Veronica.
Yeah, he did.
I know, but we know that wasn't fucking true.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah. It was, because...
Oh, that's right. But Tim and Jennifer were fake anyway, so it doesn't matter. Tim and
Jennifer were fake. The whole relationship thing was fake. So the actual quote-unquote proposal at the end, I'm saying, is just TLC fuckery, right?
Do you think she's going to be like Jennifer Meester?
Somebody sent me a DM saying that they might have broken up, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
I can't imagine that was enough man for her. I'm sorry. She's like, want to have sex? You go, no, let's take an Instagram picture first.
Then she saw his website and she was like, oh, no.
She's like, do you actually sell any of these items? He goes, no. She's like, okay.
Well. And then he was like, read my book,
baby. Oh my God, I can't. having sex with the audiobook is the background.
He totally would. That's totally Jesse with a picture. With his calendar on the wall. Why are we so off topic?
Anyways.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Oh, Sherlon and Ariana. Okay. I like what's happening with them. I like seeing Ariana sort of being a normal person and being like, oh, okay. Like, it doesn't have to be always about marriage. Like, okay. Like,
yeah, she was going a little heavy about that. I'm yeah. Like, why don't you just enjoy being hurt. Together? Yeah.
She
I
seemed
get it.
Hurt that he just played her, right? Just to get some, you know, and, now that they have a baby, I do enjoy seeing him like talking about like before he was like, you know, when the baby was just an abstract thought to him, you know, and he's just like, I'm going to do whatever. You can't tie me down. I'm just going to sleep it out with all the people at the swingers resort, like whatever, you know, like be naked on the beach, whatever he wanted to do. But then when he met Odin and got to interact with him and stuff, he was like all in on being a father. And right. That kind of changed him. And I feel like that actually came across as very genuine to me.
Yes. I think that I feel like he was probably on that thought path in the beginning, but he can be a father without being married, but I know they got to get married to get him over there.
Well, I think they ended with them talking about applying for regular visa, like a visitor
right,
visa.
Right, right. I think that that's going to be the best, like locking him into a marriage. And I could see her literally hanging it over his head every minute that he doesn't do something she wants him to do. Mm-hmm. Her and her mother would be dangling that. Well, you're only here because of us. And, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, we've seen that happen a lot with the 90-day people who like to use that as the weapons, but
right. So Daniel and Amber. Okay. So they have been moved back to the United States and married. And she is doing the, drinking too much. Everything falls on me. I pay for everything. You do nothing. It's so stressful. You drink too, if you were me scenario. And he's like, I can't work and you're just being a bitch. And like,
I never understand why they get upset when the person who comes over can't do anything.
I know,
because they literally can't do anything.
They know that.
And I think most of the time arguments like with theirs, like I think their bumps came from the bickering with money.
And they're young and they don't know how to handle that stuff and handle conversations about that stuff. I mean, when I was, you know, in college and stuff, I couldn't have those kinds of conversations with my roommates without them exploding because I didn't know how to communicate. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, how many knockdown drag out fights over dishes, because none of us knew how to like fucking say, hey, it really bothers me when the dishes are not cleaned right away. Can you make a better effort to clean them? None of us knew how to say that.
No one communicates like that. No. Right. I mean, on their Instagrams, it looks like they're still together. So
I think they are. Yeah.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Because it would have been, they got married in August last year. And so they're still, wow. Are K-1 visas moving that fast now?
Once like they opened up and cleared the logjam, I think some of them.
They made it sound like those things took forever.
Yeah, they got married in August of 21.
Okay. I'm just being nosy. I just, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we do. I was hoping that this week, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it, but I was hoping this week that you were been able to research our friend Sean from Japan.
No, there's nothing from UK. To find.
Nothing to find.
He's just a boring guy with the saw table.
But a really nice saw.
You messed up being here. All right, so I guess we're jumping to UK.
I don't know, are we? Sorry, my
you're just thinking about his really nice saw. It's okay.
No.
It's
all right. Like, I know how much you like that really nice saw.
His tool. That saw was nice.
You did like his tool.
Oh my God.
Is there anybody else left on
no, Caribbean? If you don't remember them, then they're not important.
Yeah. So UK, let's talk about Sean. We need to talk about Sean. Or nobody talks about Sean. I don't know. So all of these suspicions that she has about him are starting to, she's getting, all of her red flags are starting to sort of come true. Like,
and she is Victoria, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
She is verifying all these things. Like, she's like, I suspect things, you know, that he's not being honest with me about this. And so I pressed him a little bit more and I pressed him a little bit more. And then, you know, it sort of comes out that, oh yeah, he was in fact, still married. Right. And like, so with his wife, you know, not one of those, like, we filed for divorce, but it hasn't been finalized yet situations. It sounds like they were still together when she met her.
Cause he didn't tell her about his previous marriage. And
she was saying
yet to divorce his current wife.
Wait, so he said two? I thought that was all the same.
No. I mean, I'm saying in like one sentence, he didn't tell her about his previous marriage, his current marriage. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Or his
two marriages.
I say previous because, you know, he's with her now, but
yeah, a previous relationship. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. He didn't tell her that. And then like he was evasive about whether he was still married or not. And then he was showing her the, I think it's in this next episode, the one that came out today, I think is when he's showing her this divorce certificate allegedly, and she's like, uh-huh, so if I show this to a Japanese speaking friend, they'll be able to tell me that's a certified divorce, you know, decree,
right?
And that's the last I saw, so I don't know.
Certified divorce decree.
Certified divorce decrees, is that what they're called?
I heard decree.
That too.
I just these people,
like, I know. And so then she's sitting around, she's talking about feeling like a home wrecker and stuff. And I'm sorry, sweetheart, like, you didn't know you were still married. I feel like a home wrecker is someone who does that intentionally and doesn't care, right? And is trying to break up the home because they don't give a shit, you know, or whatever. It's like but this girl, she didn't know he was still married. So I feel like she went into it without any intent. Therefore, she's not a quote unquote home wrecker.
Right. I mean, a homewrecker is just a title, right? Person is usually the person they blame for the marriage going bad.
Right.
Even if they didn't know, like, you can say, oh, you're just a homewrecker. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if he's already separated from her, that's different. She would be more of a homewrecker if, like, he was going back to Japan to his wife.
Right. And she did ask him, am I part of the reason you guys got divorced? And he was evasive about that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of an insightful question. Cause that actually would give you an answer. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a substantive question.
Did she know about her?
Ooh. That's a substantive question. And somebody not ignoring the red flags, which is something we see too often on 90 Day, right? You know? And so they just bring up these quote unquote red flags to make it, you know, to make drama. And this is like, okay, there's some real red flags here. Wait a minute. I'm going to call him on this stuff and I'm going to ask him about it. And he's completely evasive about all of it. So do you think your theory about him being just like not wanting his job and all that stuff to be known publicly, do you think that theory still holds?
It's hard because I don't know how popular 90 Day Fiance is in Japan. Mm-hmm. I should actually ask my Japanese friend if she's seen or if they care about this show, because sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But depending on what his actual career is, it could depend. Or, you know, he doesn't want his wife to be able to watch it. I don't know. Like, if things were not good in that department, I'd be like, you can't use my real name. Or his real name is so difficult that I have two thoughts. His name is too difficult for people with the American tongue to pronounce. And mm-hmm. so it's irrelevant for him to have it there. Like people butcher Hanakawa. Right. Okay. I've gotten called Haniqua because I'm black. It must be a urban name.
Oh my God. Racism. It hurts.
No, but it's just like, if it's difficult, don't bother. Or his parents, I think his parents are two nationalities. I think that he could have had the I'm Bob Takanawa, and that's just what it is. That's what happened. You're right, like, oh, right. Wow, Takanawa, what's your first name? Bob. Oh,
John.
Cool. It's just Bob.
Okay. All right.
Let's see.
You don't think he's legitimately being shady?
I don't think so. I can imagine secretive. That's fine. It depends on whose idea it was to come on the damn show, because I'm pretty sure it was probably hers.
Mm. She could have used it as like a force into something way.
Right. There's always the couple that's like the one that actually called.
What do you mean?
Japan TV audience demand for 90 Day Fiancé. I'm just curious.
Now she's, yeah.
Oh, you know what it probably is they're so far behind.
Oh.
It looks like right now, 90 Day Fiancé the other way with fucking Evelyn and Corey is what's
airing there right now.
It's what's jiving right now. So they're really behind. Holy shit.
Poor sweet Japanese people. I'm sorry you're stuck with that.
They're not going to know about Victoria and Sean until Victoria and Sean have already divorced. So what about Katie and Alejandro?
I'd like them.
They're cute.
They are cute. They seem very genuine. There's not this contrived drama. I mean, their conflict that they're showing seems kind of legit. You know, like, where are we going to live? You know, how are we going to make this work? That's a legit issue. And that stuff is interesting if you have compelling people with those storylines. And TLC needs to go back to that formula, because the current crop of bullshit is... Anyway.
Wow. UK will get there when they run
palate cleanser
when
right
they
now,
run out of
though.
UK yes. natural drama.
Yes.
It's gonna turn into some weird shit box.
But for now, it is reminiscent of 90 days past. So
yeah, I don't have much to say about them. I think their conflict just comes from like family members' approval and logistics, and
yeah, they seem like a very genuine relationship. You know, I think it's adorable when Katie is trying to you know, make all the small talk with his dad, and she's talking about the potato, and it's actually a grapefruit. She's sitting there because the skin apparently kind of looked like a potato, so it looked like he had this round potato sitting out on his plate, and she thought that was an odd choice for breakfast, just a round baked potato type of thing. She thought that was odd, so she started making comments on it, and she speaks very limited Spanish, so she's trying to do this through a translation app where she actually reads the translation, not the app doing the speaking, which I think is adorable. She's really, really trying. She's making an effort. She keeps going on about how much she likes potatoes and this and that. He cuts it open and it's a grapefruit. And she's like, oh shit. And she's then like, totally was like, oh yeah, whoops, sorry, here I was going off about potatoes. Yes. And it's really funny, and I thought it was just a nice, funny, heartfelt family, you know.
You can imagine him just being like, I thought it was the Irish that really liked potatoes. This girl is really about spuds.
I mean, let's be honest, you know.
I mean,
you're trying to say Alejandro looks like a potato. A fully loaded baked potato for breakfast. Why not?
Oh my God. Hey. Shit, I would.
Breakfast potato.
Breakfast potato. What about Richard and Kathleen?
Okay, so the more I watch of them, the more they're showing his like normal human side. And I'm like, okay, he's not a dick 100% of the time.
Misogynistic bar hopping side you thought last time.
Yeah, like there's this other side to him, right? You know, and he's talking about how much he loves Kathleen and this and that. And I, you know, you see it a little bit in the following episode where they go to get matching couple tattoos, which we all know is bad. But yeah, they're like, they go to get these tattoos of camels with king and queen crowns on their big toes. And basically she says, well, having these tattoos means he's not going to go cheat on me again.
Sure. Cause everyone's going to look at his big toe.
Right. That's good. Yeah. You know, like, and ask him and stop. Like, no, that's no. Couples tattoos will not make someone stop you from cheating if they're going to cheat. And then he was basically saying like, yeah, now, you know, every time I look down at my toe, I'll, you know, think of her and blah, 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 blah.
That's so bizarre.
And I know. And then he also says something along the lines of, you know, it's a bonding experience. We'll do it together and it will seal us forever. It means we're going to be together forever. No, again, much like tattoos cannot physically stop somebody from cheating on you, couples tattoos will not physically stop you from getting a divorce. It happens all the time. In fact, what is the saying like about tattoos? You get a couple's tattoo, you get the person's name tattooed on, you're like basically like signing your own divorce decree type of thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's some loophole for international couplings. I don't know.
It's when it's a king and queen. But they are kind of adorable together. And we learn that he has a son that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
You know, we thought it was just him and then he's got the son and that's all really cute and stuff. And he's actually kind of, you know, yeah, he likes to be taken care of. He likes a woman to take care of. He likes those traditional roles. Fine. But clearly they play that up, you know, a lot as his thing. But this episode, we were also treated to him hosting the naked trivia night quiz show thing. So it's a room full of naked old British people with really bad teeth. And it was horrifying because you watch it on, this is on Discovery Plus. So they show it all. There's no blurring involved. They show everything. Yeah.
But were there any kebabs?
I did not see any kebabs.
Damn.
Of any variety. Thank God.
Nude trivia kebab night. That would have been better.
I don't know what they could have eaten kebabs with given the status of their mouthful teeth situation, but I mean, I guess it's good for other kinds of scenarios.
No, don't teeth. Put kebab up there.
Depends what kind of kebab you're smoking.
That's not where kebab goes.
That's not where a kebab goes.
Like respect the kebab.
Oh my God, there's the name of this episode. That's not where a kebab goes.
Yeah, maybe. I
don't know. Oh my God. So that's kind of what I think of them. That's going to be interesting. We got a little bit of his ex-wife or his baby mama, you know, and she's like, yeah, he's never been, you know, he's always had a wandering eye. We'll see. Anyway, your thoughts?
That was it. It's always the him not having a track record of being faithful. It's like, that's always going to be something, but.
And the jealous girlfriend.
Right. I'm like, that combination is going to be great.
Yeah.
and then we toss in what he does for a living.
Right.
And all the strippers and kebabs and taxis and pub, 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 pub. But don't worry, he has a camel toe, and that's going to keep him from cheating.
It didn't even occur to me. That's a camel toe. They got camel toes. Oh, my fucking God. You guys, they got camel toe tattoo. Oh, my God. Did they not fake?
That's why I thought it was funny. It was like,
Even occur to me that aspect of it. I was just thinking the absurdity of a fucking camel with a crown on it on your big toe would just seem fucking bizarre.
Yeah, I don't.
But, you know, people's tattoos, you know, everyone has their thing.
It probably means something to them.
Yeah, it means they're stupid enough.
Did we see Emma and I never say his name right? Hossein?
Yes. Where, bless her heart, she believes that he actually is in love with her.
He's a piece of man.
He's a lot of pieces of man. Holy
like,
shit.
Holy shit.
I feel like he'd crush me.
And I never like crush up with the guys, but I was just like,
yeah, that's
he's man enough to make the man bag look manly.
Yeah.
I was like,
doesn't just pull off that man bag. He makes it look manly. Yeah, this dude.
Excuse me. But I don't know. I mean,
I also think he's secretly gay.
No. No, my gaydar doesn't ding ding ding.
It totally does with me. And he's doing the Tunisian love rat thing where he's the young guy on Instagram who works out and posts his pictures, who's not getting a real job doing anything else. So he's in that lower class of people. We've talked about this ad nauseum before. For years, we've talked about this, right? Since the Danielle and Muhammad storyline, that this is this class of men in, you know, I would say predominantly Muslim countries, but it could be others as well, that they, you know, go after this older white lady because they can get it. It's their ticket out, right? This is what they do. And there's websites dedicated to it. And I feel like this guy is the next Aladdin and Laura, you know what I mean? Or even an Usman and Kim / Usman and Lisa situation, right? Like where the younger guy and the older white lady.
Mm. Well, they haven't had sex, have they? Well, and that's not even just attraction. Like, I feel like every time we're dealing with that area of the world,
right,
sex is kind of
it's different. It's culturally, it's viewed different.
Yeah. She's thinking, oh, I'm gonna run over there and he's gonna fucking snap me in half and like. Mm-hmm. He's like,
so they've been together 7 years allegedly, and they've met one time for like 4 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she thinks he's going to propose. Or no, he proposed through the phone or through the video call and then sent her the ring, which she's like, it's massive. I'm like, bet that's not real. Which is fine. Doesn't have to be real. But
doesn't have to be. He's
massive. Certainly does not have to be.
He's massive. That's okay.
It's massive. She did say his pecker's the size of her head.
Wait, that shape is not.
I don't know. I hope it's not the size. I hope it's not the shape. I mean, I don't know. That feels like it would hurt. I mean, people talk a big game.
Who compares a dick to the size of their head?
Right. It's not like she's even had it inside any part of her body.
Maybe she had it next to her head.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Usually I hear like arm or comparison to a vegetable.
His yummy yam. She wants the yummy yam.
She just wants a toy boy. But yeah. That's what she's gonna get.
Mm-hmm. Which would be fine.
Like our equivalent of fuck boys are like.
Uh-huh. That's what he is. That's totally what he is, I think. And I think that that's fine with her. And she's fine giving him gifts in exchange for the admiration and whatnot. And if that's, as long as that's understood by all parties, then, you know, I have no problem with it. Like but it seems like it's a very transactional relationship in that sense. But she thinks it's like actually love, or she's deluding herself into believing it's actually love when she knows deep down it's not. Cause, you know, she's buying him all the things. And, you know, when you're in a relationship, you share money sometimes and you buy things and, you know, you want to send gifts to your beloved. But I think in this case, it's, you know, he has requested it and demanded things, you know, and yet she thinks that he really loves her. But
yeah,
no, this is what they do. Look up Tunisian love rats, people. If you guys don't know it, and if you're new to listening to us, If you are, thank you for joining us.
Is it hard? Is it hard to get into the UK?
That I don't know.
I have to look at it because, yeah, it's an interesting change. I'm like, you know, I know everyone's, oh, you want to get to America, but it's like, is the UK really that difficult to
get into that you have to? Well, maybe from Iran it is. I don't know.
Anyway, he's a good piece of man meat, and
yeah,
if he gets to the UK and she's and he gets set free, then UK be just free. Gets a little bit more.
Yeah,
Franks for their bean plate.
We're all good. They all enjoy their spotted dick together.
You know what's sad is because I am attracted to him, he probably is not straight.
See, now you're good. You're gonna watch it again. You're gonna be like,
so that's my that was my track record in college. So
yeah, it was. So.
But I like the man bags. Okay. But. You go to Pat and Sam.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe he goes both ways. Maybe, you know, should be fine.
Fucking sexy ass pendulum.
I mean, yeah, that's generally not the type of guy that I go for, but I could see that being very attractive on like a,
you know, I just like to look at it. I would never want to touch it. I would just look at it.
I would be scared it would snap me in half. And I mean, I'm not a small person, so. But I feel like he would still snap me in half.
Yeah, just like a look at it.
Touch the muscles.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
I wish I could like let you know, my friend that I was talking to last night who got absolutely smashed in New York City last night.
Uh-oh.
And she sends me a message and she goes, there was a bicep guy. And she's so drunk sending me this message and she's squeezing her hands together. She's like, bicep guy. Bicep guy. I was like, are you at home? Are you safe?
Bicep guy. What?
That's all she said. There was 5 messages of her like squeezing her hands together going, bicep guy.
Bicep guy. I'm like, what? Oh God.
Anyways, I think I was thinking Pat and shit, Sam. Pat and Sam.
Oh, the gay couple. We have not met them yet.
No. Pat and Sam, she's the redhead lady.
Oh, yeah, no, we didn't see them. The guy from Pakistan, we did not.
Maybe I'm too far ahead. Okay, we're just going to keep going.
I have
the
not
couple,
seen them.
The couple you're thinking about.
Callum and Marvin.
Callum and Marvin.
We're about to see them.
I keep forgetting how fresh the season is.
Mm-hmm.
And how they hold off, because we're probably going to stop seeing some of the couples so that we can make room for these two.
Yeah.
For a couple episodes.
Yeah. Okay, let's look. What else? Katie and Alejandro, Victoria and Sean. Okay. Bridey and Host. He's from Lebanon.
Oh,
They didn't show a lot of them.
I keep thinking his name is Birdie. Bridie.
Her name is Bridie. Yeah.
Bridie.
They're interesting because it was hard to tell at first, like, how genuine this relationship might be. But, like, I definitely feel like now that I'm seeing more of it, I feel like there is some authenticity there, at least on her behalf. Like, she really does. She buys into this relationship. It's harder to tell with him.
Mm-hmm.
And because this could be just like they keep showing him talking with his uncle and how America and all this stuff, or no, not America, but UK, you know, like anywhere but here, all of this stuff. And so it's harder to know, but there seem to be these glimpses where it seems like a genuine relationship, but he could be just, you know, putting on the charm, aka Tunisian lover.
I think he's pretty fixed on her though. Like
it, yeah. I mean, that's where my gut is going, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're both gamers. They met online gaming, and okay. I'm going to say that those relationships are usually pretty solid and true. well, a lot of the times, like when you're on online gaming, you don't always see the person first,
right? Right,
you chat with them for a while and you kind of get to know them, and then
this guy obviously knows he's
attractive. He says it gets him unwanted attention, so
right, and she gets very jealous about his attention, the attention right. he gets.
I'm like, he's okay.
Yeah,
he's not bicep man, but like bicep man. I mean, Lebanese men are just anyways.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's kind of attractive to me, but.
Oh, yeah. You know. He's very attractive.
Okay. All right.
But you also have like that. He's probably that nerdy, like, I don't want attention kind of thing. But
but if he's like a geeky gamer, and I say that with all the love in the world, you know, I have a household full of gamers, remember? And you.
I don't. Well, it depends. I'll tell you a story later. But it depends on if people think geeky is bad.
Like, I think, what was I? Say about that. I mean, the kinds of women that are attracted to him physically or whatever aren't necessarily like compatible with him personality wise, you know.
Right.
He likes this, you know, if he's a gamer, he's gonna like other gamers, right?
You're gonna like people that accept that you want to spend your day gaming.
Right. And understand that. And other gamers will do that. Right.
Other gamers will not do that.
So I'm wondering, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, it seems like he found his compatibility, you know, and I don't think she's an unattractive person. I don't think that they're like mismatched in that regard. I just think it was harder to tell at first whether he's sincere, but I think you're right. I think you're right on that one.
Yeah. I just hope that they have they've talked for a while of their interest to get to bond them on that one.
So what about Sean and Christine? So Christine comes over from the Philippines with their son, Christian. And then first thing she's like is, oh my God, you're flat as this pigsty, which is why are so many of the 90 day men like this? I thought it was, you know, obviously, you know, it's not just an American phenomenon because we had many of these guys, or these girls came over and they're immediately like, this place is a pigsty. Eric and Lita were memorable in that regard, although they're memorable for a lot of other reasons. I'd rather forget them, but we've had this, right? You know? So.
I mean, it depends. I mean.
She's just like, I mean, and then she's like looking through the cabinets or whatever. And he puts his dirty dishes away in the cabinets. He uses them and just puts them away without washing them. Now
that's bizarre.
What kind of fucking psychopath is this guy that's what he does?
I'm not even going to wrap that up saying it's a man thing. He's got a problem.
That's not a man thing. Yeah, that's not something that we have seen before. Like we have seen, okay, they're messy. They don't put their dishes in the dishwasher. They don't do whatever. Not washing your dishes and leaving them out is completely different than not washing them and putting them back in the fucking cabinet. And then they're showing glimpses, you know, corners of the rest of his place that it all is kind of a pigsty. And you know, and how, what woman, what heterosexual woman going into a relationship with a cis man, let me just say that, that is where they haven't walked into a complete pigsty bachelor pad. Right. Like, haven't we all done that at some point?
No.
As heterosexual women? No.
No.
Mm-mm. And then, you know, whether you stay with the person or continue dating them is a whole other story. But I feel like we've all, like, in college or at that age, something, if you didn't go to college, just college, like at that age.
I didn't go to a lot of guys' rooms in college. Like, my ex-husband was really messy, but that was...
He's really messy.
That was just laziness. And then my boyfriend in college was
gay.
Never in his.
And gay.
Not, I mean, like, I think, like, I don't know if sexuality really affects it. But I think guys in general, I guess you can't clump it all together, have a different threshold for. Yeah.
What is acceptable to live in when they're young, like young men.
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of different faucets in it now. Like, I remember, and it's just how I was raised by my mother was that, and this goes into like old school thinking, is that the cleaning is always going to fall on the woman. Not that you have to, but she kind of said it in a way that, like, dude, men are fucking lazy. So if you want a clean house, you're going to have to do it yourself.
Well, it's, you know, of course, the generalization, you know, not all men.
Yeah, I'm not trying to generalize, but it's just like,
that's been my experience.
30 years.
Well, but that was my experience back in the day when, you know, not guys this guy's age, but guys who live alone, never had, wherever they're at in their life, where they're living alone, maybe with a roommate, maybe not, but having not really been in a relationship, you know what I mean? Like, all they want to do is, like, game and eat, you know, Doritos, which, you know.
Well, and there's also, though, you know, I think I would have been more annoyed that he didn't take the time to clean in preparation for me to come. Like, if that's how you lived, if you lived in a pigsty and you were happy with that.
But you didn't make the effort. Yes.
You didn't totally care because it was just you. That's fine. But he didn't, like, think, wow, this person,
let me make it nice for her.
It could be his mom, a friend coming over, his fucking cousin. Right. You don't make an effort to make your place, like, I don't know, welcoming on the hygienic side, then.
Right.
I think he just, maybe just after a while, I mean, he's 41.
Right.
That shit becomes a habit.
You know, and you don't notice it.
Like, and it becomes okay. Like, we've seen hoarders, right?
Right.
Where they go, oh, this is the cleanest room in the house. And it's literally a pathway to the stove.
Right.
And a window that they can't even escape out of.
Right. So, right. Like, fire waiting to happen on the stove. You know? Yeah, totally. The not making an effort and not having his son's room because he claims, you know, he doesn't have the money, which... if he doesn't have the money for it, that's fine. But there's, like, just shit everywhere. You don't need money to move the stuff against walls and make a bed accessible. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need money to do that. You don't need money to spray down the countertops. And she's like, okay, yeah, you're going to watch the kid and I'm going to clean this place from top to bottom because you're a fucking pig. And you're going to lose some weight because you've gotten fat.
Right. I change one thing at a time. One thing at a time.
She's just like, no, none of this is acceptable.
If he gets up to put his dishes in the sink and wash them, he'll burn extra calories. We'll start there.
There you go. But it's hard to dislike aspects of him because he's just so genuinely excited to see her and his son and have that family. And that is so, like, his exuberance about that is just like, oh, that's cute, you know. You know, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Oh, and I need to tell her I have no money.
Right.
Like, really, you've been together how long and you have a kid and she isn't aware of what your finances are? I call bullshit on that. Like, maybe she doesn't realize how low they are, but because you've always managed to make it work for her, you know, you give her the bulk of your money instead of, you know, doing things with it yourself. But, like, I feel like you'd have some sense of,
not always.
Yeah.
I think she would have to, like, really push for that.
Maybe I'm just feeling like that's too commonsensical.
You're thinking that that's something that you would request as a partner.
Yes.
But a lot of the times I don't think they think about it until they're there.
because he's always just like, oh, I want to do it. You know, it's interesting. Like you said, you know, he didn't make an effort to clean the place for him, but he makes such an effort to like send her money and to make sure her other kids are, you know, taken care of and all this stuff. So he clearly like does like taking care of her, but it's interesting that he doesn't see making the place nicer and cleaner for her as part of that. Interesting. Anyway, I think that wraps it up. Wraps us up.
Yes, we're wrapped.
We're wrapped. Okay. We will be back next week with the next installment of 90 Day UK. Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear, but not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well, and let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.